Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A New Jersey federal court has struck down a buffer zone very similar to the one that we're challenging in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, in Newark, New Jersey, a New Jersey federal court struck down the city of Englewood, located in New Jersey, which had an 8-foot buffer zone that prohibits pro-life speech coming anywhere near the abortion facilities or people accessing the abortion clinic. You can't hand out a piece of literature to someone when you're 8 feet away from them, Holly. Now, they applied the U.S. Supreme Court's unanimous 2014 opinion in the case of McCullen versus Coakley, which also held unconstitutional an identically worded Massachusetts buffer zone, and New Jersey court also ruled this one violated the First Amendment. Now, the interesting thing about this is this particular decision is in a different state, but it's under the same federal court of appeals as the one in Pennsylvania, where we're challenging the city of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania's buffer zone. It has a 20-foot buffer zone ordinance passed by the city, but the Court of Appeals is the exact same Court of Appeals. So this is a good decision. Certainly it will help us as we move forward in our challenge against this Pennsylvania abortion buffer zone law.
Yeah, because I believe in Pennsylvania, aren't they saying they have to be 70 feet away?
Well, it can ultimately come up to 70 feet away because you have 20-foot buffer zone.
Yeah.
And depends upon where you ultimately start that buffer zone, like on a sidewalk, for example, then you're pushed across the other side of the road. So you can't even be on the same sidewalk. So that makes it even worse than this 8-foot buffer zone. The bigger your buffer zone, the more unconstitutional it is and the more First Amendment problems it raises. You know, what we found out in this litigation is that the city of Harrisburg was presented a buffer zone ordinance by, you wonder who, Planned Parenthood gave the city this buffer zone because they didn't want people coming around their abortion clinic.
Of course.
And, of course, the city of Harrisburg took the buffer zone from Planned Parenthood. They passed it as an ordinance. And then they ultimately tried to target our clients, Becky Bitter and Colleen Riley. Those are our clients who are Christian sidewalk counselors. And they have been prevented by this buffer zone from telling women about alternatives to abortion. They are so far away, they can't provide either literature or even a normal conversation voice.
Aside from being an impediment to free speech, it's important to understand these counselors are peacefully talking to women as they're coming close to these clinics. They're not yelling at them. They're not standing them, you know, with loudspeakers telling them to repent or they're going to hell or anything like that. They're peacefully talking to them. And the studies show that the amount of babies that are saved and the amount of these women that come to the Lord is just amazing because of the faithfulness of these counselors who are volunteering their time out there to share the gospel and to share the hope that these women are searching for, to realize that this is not the only answer for them to go and kill their baby. That's not the answer. The answer is in Christ and to allow their baby to live, whether they choose to raise it or to give it up for adoption.
No question about it. That's really what the issue is. These these people, men and women, who are committed to protecting innocent children and the mothers, as well as the other family members that will be affected by abortion, because it's not just the child. It's certainly the child is the worst. The mother, the father, whoever that might be, the family members, the person involved in this, they're all affected by it. And Planned Parenthood is in the business of killing people, frankly.
It's
that's what they do.
For them,
it's
too.
A big money maker.
Yeah.
They end up having these abortion clinics and they brutally torture and kill children in these abortion clinics. Children go into these abortion clinics and they don't come out. They never come out.
Right.
Their body parts are either harvested and sold to other companies to sell as body parts, or they're put in disposals or somehow incinerated or destroyed. That's what they're in the business of. So they don't want people anywhere near these women because they don't want them to hear an alternative side. They don't want them to hear that the baby is a real human being. They don't want them to hear that you don't have to kill your child. There's other kinds of resources available. There's also adoption resources. You don't have to do this.
Absolutely.
Because if they do hear that, oftentimes these women change their mind.
You know, and I've seen that, Matt. I volunteered in a pro-life counseling center before, and these women come in. Many of them are so young. They're probably underage. They're desperate. They don't know what to do. They're pregnant. You know, they come in for a free pregnancy test. But then they are wrapped in love by these counselors, and they're shown, you know, their baby. They're put a model in their hand. This is what your baby looks like inside your belly, you know, and give them the resources. We have, you know, clothes that you can wear if you need them, or we have these resources, or diapers, or whatever it means, or help you with adoption. You know, they're just, and they're, of course, they're given the gospel through all of it. And so it's just so encouraging. So to be able to protect not only the free speech of these counselors, but to protect the lives of these mothers and these children is absolutely essential.
Well, an example is Norma McCorvey. She was also known under the fictitious name Jane Roe. She was the Roe in Roe versus Wade, the 1973 right. decision regarding abortion. She was very much an agnostic or an atheist, very bitter. She was very pro-abortion. And Flip Benham was able to go to this abortion clinic, and they would sit on a bench. They would talk. He would engage her in communication. And what ultimately happened was, through that communication and dialogue, she gave her life to Jesus, and he baptized her in a pool in someone's backyard.
And she never had an abortion either.
And she never did have the abortion.
Praise God.
To go back to the actual facts of the case, it was a fraudulent setup from the very beginning.
Right.
And the U.S. Supreme Court participated in it because they didn't dig into the facts of the case. They wanted to come to the conclusion that they had predetermined, which is unfortunate. If there was a buffer zone back then, this was before buffer zones even were created.
Mm-hmm.
Flip Benham would never have been able to get close enough to have just a casual conversation with her.
Right.
He'd have to shout. He wouldn't be able to give her any literature. That's why they don't want these people coming close to these women. And there's other stories like that as well, where people who have been in abortion or where they have worked in these clinics have come to know Jesus because of these pro-life counselors. Well, we filed suit against the city of Harrisburg. The judge in that case ultimately rejected our argument and ruled against us, saying that it was our burden rather than the city's burden to prove the constitutionality. It's not true. That's not what the law is. We appealed it to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals. The Court of Appeals agreed with us and said that it was the burden of the city of Harrisburg to prove that it's constitutional once we raise the issue here. And they also had to prove that they have tried every other avenue to protect their interest, and this is the only way they can do it. And so now it's back down before the trial court. We have already had our trial. We're waiting on the court's final decision. But this other case in New Jersey certainly is a good harbinger, if you will, of the ultimate outcome. But in this case, what we found in the discovery is that the city of Harrisburg never looked at alternative matters, and they just took the ordinance from Planned Parenthood and they passed it. And their excuse why they didn't look for other ways to protect its own interest without infringing on free speech, their excuse, believe it or not, was, well, we're in financial hardship, so we couldn't, you know. That's ridiculous. So this case right now is still pending. Pray for it.
Absolutely.
It's the Riley case. Riley, that's the name of the case, after one of our clients, Colleen Riley. The other client is Becky Bitter. Riley versus City of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Pray for the case so that this buffer zone also is struck down as unconstitutional. That will free up these sidewalk counselors to share the good news of Jesus Christ, to share life with these people who are taking their children to the death chambers. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Remember, Liberty Counsel, at this time of year, any contribution to Liberty Counsel between now and midnight December 31 in your time zone will be doubled by our matching challenge grant. Go to lc.org, pray for the Liberty Counsel ministry, and support us financially at this time of year.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.